As we just heard, Libya will need resources to help rebuild once the war is over. Today, Europe and the United States signaled a willingness to help on that front. They said they're preparing to release billions in Libyan assets that they froze during the early days of the uprising. The U.S. alone has some $37 billion in frozen Libyan assets. Here's the world's Jason Margolis with more.
The annual GDP of Libya is about $90 billion. So to pump $37 billion into the Libyan economy right now,
it'd be equivalent in the U.S. of handing us, $4 or $5 trillion. It'd be a third, roughly, of Libya's yearly economic output. It's a tremendous amount of money.
That's William Martell with the Fletcher School at Tufts University. The frozen $37 billion is tied up in cash, real estate, and shares of U.S. companies. The money belongs to the Libyan government. It just can't get at it right now. That's because President Obama signed an executive order last February freezing the funds and cutting off the Gaddafi regime. Stuart Levy, a former undersecretary at the Treasury Department, says it'd be just as easy for President Obama to give the money back.
Literally a stroke of a pen, he can issue another executive order. The difficult piece will be to determine who actually represents the government of Libya.
William Martell at Tufts says right now, we don't know.
And so I think the great hesitation now is that with a desire to repatriate those funds back to Libya after the Gaddafi regime has been dismantled is something we don't have the mechanisms, the levers that we know how to pull right now until we have clear lines of authority, communication, and governance within Libya. And then the next question is how long before we think that'll happen, and I think that goes in the category of existential uncertainties. It could be next week or next month or months from now.
Martell says it'd be very dangerous to unfreeze the assets too soon. He says they could end up in the wrong hands. Nicholas Burns at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government agrees with that. He says a new Libyan government should pass a basic test before it gets access to the frozen funds.
Will they be legitimate? Will they be credible? Will they be an effective government trying to help their people? If they can meet that basic test, then I think that you'll see the United States act quickly to unfreeze the funds and to give the Libyan government the help that they need. But that is a test that they need to pass.
But that test is subjective. Burns says President Obama will have to make a basic calculation that by unfreezing funds, the U.S. is helping and isn't simply handing money to a new authoritarian regime. That's the political calculation. Here's the legal one. Stuart Levy says it's up to the president to decide when to release the money.
It is a tremendous power that the president has, but we use it in a number of contexts. It's the power that we use to impose sanctions on terrorist organizations, on Iran, on North Korea, on proliferators of weapons of mass destruction. A whole series of financial sanctions are implemented under this same statutory authority.
A State Department spokeswoman said today it's seeking to quickly release between $1 and $1.5 billion in frozen assets to a transitional Libyan government. She said the administration is confident the money would get to the people who need it. For the world, I'm Jason Margolis.